It's the inside of Bouchard's, a clothing store on Martin Luther King Drive in Milwaukee. Police say that on November 18th, two armed robbers came in and shot the store manager in the chest during a gun battle. Another employee, Alan Atra, says it was difficult to see his colleague go down.
Anybody don't, you know, come to work, you don't expect something like that, and you're not deserving of something like that. You're trying to earn your daily bread, you know, and take care of your family.
The 36-year-old store manager is apparently recovering from his wound, but he's just one of more than 570 people in Milwaukee who have survived a shooting this year, in part because of quick work by police and paramedics preserving a victim's vital signs, and soon after, the work of local hospitals. Doors to the trauma center open at Fragert Hospital in Wauwatosa. 200 to 300 gunfire victims are brought in every year, and the great majority make it out alive. Dr. Steve Hargarten and other medical personnel here have been treating gunshot wounds for decades. Hargarten says besides the knowledge gained through experience, one thing helping keep people alive is better medical images of where a bullet has passed through a body.
And the path suggests what the bullet has damaged, what organ it has traversed that has caused damage. The primary goal is repairing and controlling hemorrhage. The primary goal is organ repair.
Hargarten is also professor and chair of emergency medicine at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He acknowledges that even when some people survive being shot, their quality of life may decrease.
Certainly those devastating injuries, such as bullets to the head or spinal cord, leave little opportunities for maximizing outcomes. And they oftentimes, and in fact predictably, are having a life of disability.
So Dr. Hargarten and others also speak out on reducing gunfire.
Who wants to be the health commissioner, deputy for the city of Milwaukee?
At a gun violence prevention summit at UW-Milwaukee this month, Hargarten urged young people to view flying bullets as kinetic energy causing a public health threat.
And think about your leadership role in how you can prevent the transmission of that kinetic energy, because once that energy gets placed in the brain or in the chest, it's pretty bad.
But the shootings continue in Milwaukee. In separate incidents this past weekend, a 13-month-old boy was killed and five adults were wounded. Mayor Tom Barrett says there are various challenges to target.
And I go back to the illegal guns, I go back to the illegal drugs, the illegal gang activity. That's what this is focused on. And we're going to continue to put a lot of police department resources into solving these crimes and preventing these crimes.
Asked if state government could help Milwaukee, Barrett says the city has not received significant assistance. Governor Walker and Republican state lawmakers dispute that, but when you add gun homicide victims to non-fatal shooting victims in Milwaukee this year, the total nears 650, or about 45 more than last year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.